Howdy, howdy. This is Lily from Madecraft Game, and you're listening to Season 3 of Reading Rulebooks. If you're listening on YouTube, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe, and check out madecraftgame.com for more content. This season, I accidentally planned a ton of Nitzia games, so I figured, why not dive in and do a whole Nitzia season? Today's Nitzia game is My City. I am really excited to get into this game. I got it over the holidays, and I finally was able to open it, and this is my first chance to look at the rules. Now, I'm a sucker for polyominoes. I love Ryder Knizia games, so let's get into it. Overview. After a long journey, you have finally arrived in a new land. You immediately start building and developing your city. My City is a legacy game. This means that the game will change and evolve as you play. You and your fellow players will all have your game boards, which you will redesign in every episode. Each series of three episodes forms a chapter, and for every chapter, there is a sealed envelope containing new rules and a variety of materials that make it easy to change the game as you go along. In the 24 fascinating episodes, you will experience the rise and the history of your city from its very beginning through industrialization. In addition, on the other side of the game board, you will find a version that you can play over and over again. You will find the rules for that on page 6 and 7 of this rulebook. Game materials. 4 two-sided game boards. 8 envelopes with game materials. 4 scoring tokens. 24 construction cards. And 96 playing pieces. 4 sets with 8 buildings in 3 colors in each set. During the game, you will also need something to write with, such as a ballpoint pen for writing and drawing on your game boards. My City is the most appealing if the same group of players plays and experience all the chapters together. If you want to continue the game with different players, the new players will have to pick up where their predecessor left off and continue accordingly. After each episode, note where you have stopped. That way, you can easily continue the next episode when you resume. Each of the 24 episodes can be played on its own. However, the game is designed so that the 3 episodes combine to form a thematic chapter. Gameplay for each chapter is about 90 minutes and is best enjoyed when played in a single setting. Important: no matter how curious you may be, do not open the sealed envelopes until you have played the corresponding chapters. Game setup. Before starting the first episode, carefully remove all die-cut pieces from their frames. Each player gets one game board and places it with the front side, which has an animal symbol, at the upper left, facing up in front of him or herself. That will be the player's personal game board for all 24 episodes. At the start, all game boards are identical, but during the course of the game, each player will be changing the game board. You will be applying stickers, developing new playing areas, and writing on the board. Don't worry, that's how it is meant to be played. After all, it's your board. Right at the beginning, you will want to give your city a name. Write it in the space at the top, right next to the animal symbol. Each player gets a scoring token and sets it on the number 10 of his or her board's scoring track. This scoring token is used to indicate your points during the episode and, most importantly, at the end of the episode. Each player gets the 24 playing pieces, simply called buildings for now, showing that player's animal symbol on the back side. Just like the game boards, each player's collection of buildings is otherwise identical. Place your buildings face up next to your game board, animal symbol face down. There are 3 types of buildings: residential, yellow, public, red, and industrial, blue. Shuffle the 24 construction cards and place them in a single deck face down in the middle of the table. For each building, there is a corresponding construction card. In each episode, you will construct your buildings in the sequence shown on the construction cards as they are turned over. General rules of the game. There are a few rules that, with a few exceptions, apply to all 24 episodes. Each episode consists of a number of rounds. In each round, you will turn over the top construction card of the face-down deck and place it face-up in a discard pile. Each player takes the building matching the one depicted on the construction card and places it on his or her game board. No delay or waiting is allowed. All players place their building at the same time. At the end of each episode, you get points for your buildings, which you mark on your scoring track. Whoever gets the most or second most points in an episode is allowed to color in two or one progress symbols, respectively. These progress symbols appear as circles in two rows at the top edge of the game board. The player who has colored in the most progress symbols after 24 episodes is the overall winner of My City. The construction rules. Buildings may only be built on light green spaces. They may not be built in the mountains, gray spaces on the left, or the forest, dark green spaces on the right. Light green spaces with rocks or trees shown on them may be built upon. However, it is best to avoid building on light green spaces with trees if you can, because visible trees will get you points at the end of each episode. Spaces with rocks should, on the other hand, be built upon whenever possible. If they are not covered with buildings at the end of the episode, points will be deducted. A building may not be placed on the river in such a way that it lies on both sides of the river. However, you are allowed to play a building along the river, even if that means that the river becomes partly covered. The first building that you place on your game board must be placed along the river. It is not enough to just have one corner touching the river. All other buildings must be positioned in such a way that they have at least one side bordering another building. Again, just having a corner touching is not enough. Between buildings also count as bordering if the river is flowing between them. Buildings may not be placed on top of buildings that have already been constructed. Once a building is placed, it cannot be moved. Passing. If a player cannot or does not want to construct a building, he or she is allowed to pass. He or she announces this out loud and places the building face down in front of himself or herself. He or she then has to move the scoring token one step backward on the scoring track. Important: if the scoring token is already on zero, passing is not an option. In this case, if the player cannot or does not want to construct the building, he or she must end his or her participation in the episode. He or she is then not allowed to place any more buildings. Ending participation in an episode. After turning over a construction card, each player is always allowed to decide whether to end his or her participation in the episode. He or she announces this out loud and turns the unconstructed building over. When he or she does this, the player does not lose any points on the scoring track. He or she only loses a point if he or she passes but stays in the episode. End of an episode. An episode ends when all the players have ended their participation in it. If this has not happened, an episode will end after all the construction cards have been turned over. Scoring. Then each player's points are calculated and marked on the scoring track. For each tree shown on a light green space on the game board, the player gets 1 point. For each rock shown on a light green space on the game board, the player loses 1 point. For each empty light green space visible on the game board, the player loses 1 point. Note, at the beginning, there are only spaces with two trees or two rocks. These yield 2 points, added or subtracted. Later, spaces with one tree will be added, which yields 1 point. If a scoring token reaches 50 during scoring, the player is immediately allowed to color in one progress symbol. The scoring token remains standing at 50 even if extra points are added or deducted. If it happens that a scoring token drops under 0, these negative points do not expire. They are deducted from the next positive points earned. Assessment of an episode. After the points have been calculated, the episode is assessed. The winners are allowed to color in additional progress symbols on their board. Assessment with 3 or 4 players. Whoever has attained the most points on the scoring track is allowed to color in 2 progress symbols. Whoever has attained the second most points on the scoring track is allowed to color in 1 progress symbol. Assessment with 2 players. Whoever has attained the most points on the scoring track is allowed to color in 2 progress symbols. Whoever has attained the second most points on the scoring track is not allowed to color in any progress symbols. In a two-person game, in other words, the second player counts as the other player and wins no progress points. In addition, independent of their placement, first, second, other, the players get various stickers which are applied permanently to their game board. These stickers can be found in the sealed envelopes along with other game materials. Inside, you will find an overview table showing what each player gets. Important: if two or more players have attained the same point total at the end of an episode, the player who has the fewest empty light green spaces in the top row of his or her game board will get the top placement. If the result in the first row turns out equal, the second row is what counts, etc. Note: color in the progress symbols from left to right. Start in the top row, and when this is full, continue at the left of the row beneath it. This way, each player can easily see who has gained how many progress symbols. Example: before the scoring, the player has 8 points. Since she passed twice, she had to move the scoring token 2 steps backwards during the episode. For her 8 trees, she adds 8 points. For her 2 rocks, she deducts 2 points. In addition, she has to deduct 8 points for the 8 empty light green spaces. The player then ends her first episode with 6 points. After the episode, the game board is cleared off and the scoring token is placed on 10 again. In the next episode, all the players start rebuilding their city as described in the sealed envelope rule sheet. The sealed envelopes. The 8 sealed envelopes are a special feature of My City. Inside each envelope, you will find a rule sheet containing a few new rules for each group of 3 episodes. Also, you will find an overview table which summarizes on the left side how many points may be won or lost. Some of the points apply immediately during an episode. Most, and later on, other rewards as well, apply at the end of an episode. Example from the overview table for episode 1. Immediately, not constructing a building, -1. End, tree, +1. End, rock, -1. End, empty light green space, -1. On the right of the overview table, you will see the assessment for the relevant episode. This indicates which player is allowed to color in progress symbols at the end of the episode, as described. Also indicated are which players get which stickers, which is also found inside the envelope. Some of the stickers are allocated at the beginning of an episode, but most are assigned at the end. Example from the overview table of episode 1. First, 2 progress circles, a sticker with 2 rocks. Second, 1 progress circle. Other, a sticker with 1 tree. To apply the stickers to your game board at the end of an episode, you will first have to clear away all the buildings from the game board. Unless otherwise indicated, you have to affix the stickers to an empty light green space that show a small square in the center. In some of the envelopes, in addition to the stickers, you will find other materials that will be used in the game. The first chapter. Now that you know all the important rules, you can begin your My City adventure. You already know that there is 1 sealed envelope for each chapter. You may now open the first envelope, Chapter 1, The New Land, Episodes 1 to 3. The envelope will contain 1 rule sheet, 1 overview table, and 1 small sheet of stickers. Display the overview table so all players can see it easily and keep the sheet of stickers ready. If there are stickers or other materials that you have not used at the end of an episode, keep them in the box. Read the rule sheet for Chapter 1 and place it in this rulebook after you have read it. Now you can begin your first episode. My City, the Eternal Game. Have you played all 24 episodes? If so, you have enjoyed a unique gaming experience. You have guided the development of your own city and witnessed 8 chapters of its diverse history. But My City is not over. If you want to keep building your city in competition with your fellow players, you will find a version on the back of the game board that you can play over and over. It's more or less corresponding to episode 10 of the Legacy game. In this version, all the game boards are identical. You can also play it if you want to play every now and then with friends who are not playing the Legacy game. One of you has to have at least played episodes 1 through 5, however. Game setup. Each player gets a game board and places it in front of himself or herself with the side shown here facing up. This is on page 6. Each player gets one scoring token and places it on number 10 of the scoring track. This token will be used to mark your points during the episode and, more importantly, at the end of it. Each player gets a set of 27 buildings, all of which must show the same animal symbol on the back side. Display your buildings face up next to your game board, animal symbols facing down. There are three types of normal buildings: 8 residential buildings, yellow, 8 public buildings, red, and 8 industrial buildings, blue. In addition, each player has 3 churches, purple roofs. Important: if you have already completed the legacy game, you will have additional buildings with your animal symbols. These are not used in the Eternal game. You will also ignore the stickers found on some of the buildings. Shuffle the 28 construction cards and place them in a single deck face down in the middle of the table. For each building, there is a corresponding construction card. You will construct your buildings in the sequence shown on the construction cards as they are turned over. In addition to the 24 cards with the normal buildings, 8 in each of 3 colors, and the 3 churches, there is 1 blocking card in the deck. Important: if you have already completed the legacy game, you will have additional construction cards in the deck. These are not used in the Eternal game. Course of play. Each game consists of a number of rounds. In each round, you will turn over the top construction card of the face-down deck and place it face-up in a discard pile. Each player takes the building matching the one depicted on the construction card and places it on his game board. No delay or waiting is allowed. All players place their building at the same time. At the end of the episode, you get points for your buildings, which you mark on your scoring track. The construction rules. Buildings may only be built on light green spaces. They may not be built in the mountains or the forest. Light green spaces with rocks or trees shown on them may be built upon. However, it is best to avoid building on light green spaces with trees if you can, because visible tree spaces will get you points at the end of each episode. Spaces with rocks should, on the other hand, be built upon whenever possible. If they are not covered with buildings at the end of the episode, points will be deducted. A building may not be placed on the river in such a way that it lies on both sides of the river. You are allowed, however, to place a building along the river, even if that means that the river becomes partly covered. The first building that you place on your game board must be placed alongside the river. It is not enough to just have one corner touching the river. All other buildings must be positioned in such a way that they have at least one side bordering another building. Again, just having the corner touching is not enough. Buildings also count as bordering if the river is flowing between them. Buildings may not be placed on top of buildings that are already constructed. Once a building is placed, it cannot be moved. Try to construct as many contiguous buildings of the same color as possible. During the end of episode assessment, you will get extra points for each of the 3 colors. For each color, you will add up the number of buildings composing the largest contiguous group of this color and receive that number of points. Passing. If a player cannot or does not want to construct a building, he or she is allowed to pass. He or she announces this out loud and places the building face down in front of himself or herself. He or she then has to move the scoring token one step backwards on the scoring track. In other words, he or she loses 1 point. Important: if the scoring token is already on 0, passing is not an option. In this case, if the player cannot or does not want to construct the building, he or she must end participation in the episode. He or she is not allowed to construct any more buildings. Ending participation in an episode. After turning over each construction card, each player is always allowed to decide whether to end his or her own participation in the episode. He or she announces this out loud and turns the unconstructed building over. When he or she does this, the player does not lose any points on the scoring track. He or she only loses a point if he or she passes but stays in the episode. Each church yields 3 additional points if you can manage to have a building in each of the 3 colors along three of its sides. Churches must be built. If a player is unable to construct the church shown on the uncovered construction card, he or she must end their participation in the episode and can no longer construct any more buildings. If the blocking card is turned over, another card from the deck is immediately turned over as well. The building shown on that card must not be constructed, even if it is a church. Both cards are placed on the discard pile with a blocking card on top. Each player turns the blocked building with its backside facing up. Then, the next construction card is turned over and play resumes as normal. The wells may be built upon just like rocks or trees. At the end of the episode, however, you will get 4 extra points if you manage to place 4 buildings adjacent to the well, one on each side. The first player to build on both veins of gold will announce this out loud and immediately get 3 points. If more than one player achieves that in the same round, each of them gets 3 points. End of an episode. An episode ends when all the players have ended their participation in the episode. If this has not happened, an episode will end after all the construction cards have been turned over. Then each player's points are calculated and marked with the scoring tokens on the scoring track. Visible space with 2 trees, plus 2 points. Visible space with 2 rocks, minus 2 points. In each color, points equal number of buildings in largest group. 3 colors next to a church, plus 3 points. 4 buildings next to a well, plus 4 points. Empty light green spaces, minus 1 point. The player with the most points is the winner. If 2 or more players have attained the same point total, the player who has the fewest empty light green spaces in the top row of his or her game board will get the top placement. If the result in the first row turns out equal, the second row is what counts, etc. And that is the rulebook for my city. So let me talk about the rulebook itself first. The layout is really good. I love the picture examples. They definitely help in clarifying what can and cannot be done, especially for the construction rules. That being said, it's a little wordy. Every time they mention the player, they say he or she or himself or herself. And while I do love the inclusion, it felt a little difficult to say out loud constantly. I probably would have preferred to use like a they-them kind of situation just because it feels easier, but that's just me. I will note that in the Eternal game rules, there was one moment where they just said him and they did not say her, so you missed that. I can't help it. I gotta point it out. The other thing that kind of confused me was the Eternal games referencing the game as an episode. In the introduction to the Eternal game and the game setup, that was never really mentioned. And then it wasn't mentioned over the course of play. And then in the construction rules, it suddenly popped up that this is being called an episode again. It's fine if you just replace the word episode for game, everything kind of fits in perfectly, but it does feel there's a little bit of copy and pasting going on that wasn't adjusted for the Eternal game. But it also does say end of an episode in one of the titles. So it's kind of clear that the individual game is really what's being captured. I just know I was a little bit like, what, when it first came up, but then I just decided to adjust to it and I was fine. So now let me talk about how excited I am for this game. I'm so excited. I am the most excited. I love how this game actually focuses on negative space so much. I know I've seen places where you count the spaces you've covered, so it's a very like positive feeling, versus this one where it's like trees are positive, everything else is negative, at least in the core rules. I'm very curious to see what the chapters and episodes are really going to bring to the table. I don't know much about it. In fact, I don't know anything about it because I'm trying very hard to keep myself kind of insulated. But I will point out that the Eternal game is a little bit of a spoiler for the Legacy game because there are some components that are mentioned that weren't really brought up prior to this. So it does look like you have to play the Legacy game before you play the Eternal game. You cannot open the box and just immediately go into the Eternal game if you want to save the Legacy campaign for later. I don't really feel like this was made clear for the Eternal game where it says you can only play this if you've played the Legacy game. Or if you finished the Legacy game. I think that should have been kind of a little bit more clear. because as reading it, I was like, oh, I can just start with the Eternal game just to get a feel for it before going into the Legacy game. That is not the case, because I would be missing pieces for the Eternal game. So just a heads up, if you pick up My City, do have to play the Legacy game first, from what I can tell in the rulebook. One thing I find interesting is that players all start at 10 points for both the Legacy game and the Eternal game. And this makes sense because you can lose points during the game. I don't think there's really a way to gain points during the game from what I've seen in this rulebook, but you definitely can lose points. So it looks like you can skip up to 10 pieces before you're forced to end participation if you want to skip pieces. I feel like using as many pieces as possible is probably a good idea, just because you want to get as much space covered as possible. Now, looking at the pieces themselves, it looks like 6 pieces of each color. Well, let me just like kind of break it down a little bit more. There are 8 buildings in each color for a set. All of these buildings are the same shape. No color has a unique shape of building. 6 of these buildings cover 4 spaces. 1 covers 3 and 1 covers 2. So those are your limitations. You've got 6 times 3 of the big pieces, and then only 3 of the 3 pieces and 3 of the 2 space pieces. So good to keep in mind, good to know just ahead of time. You're working with a little bit more big pieces than you are working with smaller ones. But there are no 5 space pieces, which I know I typically see in like a Polyominoes thing. It's, I think, 1 to 5 is really the range. So we kind of narrowed that with 2 to 4 in My City. Oh man, I really want to play this. So I think I'm going to go figure out how to balance playing this with another campaign game that is currently going on in my life. And I'm very excited to get this to the table. Thank you so much for listening. If you like what you hear, make sure to check out MCG on other social media platforms or go to madecraftgame.com for more content. And I hope you enjoy playing the game.